Hello and welcome to Father to Son, a testament to the leverage imparted by one father over his son's spare time in return for paying his tuition. I'm Gary, he's Brent, and this is Steve.
The city's gonna take my soul. The whiskey and the women and the rock and roll. There's too much temptation, too little delay.
You're listening to Father to Son on CKMS, Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, Kitchener-Waterloo's best independent music show. We play 100% indie and Canadian all the time. Boy, it's easy to see why that guy won Blues Vocalist of the Year in 2009. Huh, Brent?
Yeah, I really like him. He's really good, and I chose that song because it's one of those songs that you could put on at a party or a get-together or maybe a barbecue in the summertime just to get everybody kind of rocking. It's really good. It's one of those feel-good songs.
I guess we should mention that was Steve Mariner from his album Hope Dies Last, and he's born in Ottawa but now is based in Toronto and plays with the band Monkey Junk with Tony D and Matt Saab. Oh, by the way, bass player for Colin James and touring with Colin James at this very moment.
Yes, that's right.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Are you impressed? Pretty good gig. By the way, I'm joined with Brent, fellow musician and lover. I say lover and lover of independent music.
There you go.
Whenever I bring... Oh, by the way, boss, plug your ears. Okay, now we got that done.
Okay.
Whenever I bring a stack of CDs into work, and I guess we should mention we work together, you're like a kid in a candy store or a kid on Christmas morning digging into them and
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love to discover new music, and I love to find those hidden gems that maybe not everybody really knows about, and to share that with everybody. So I really love independent music, and I like to share all of the hard work that all these artists are doing these days.
What would you say surprised you most about the songs that you've been listening to by the independent artists?
A lot of them, some of them you hear it once and you just fall in love with it. Other ones, it takes a couple of listens, and then after maybe that third time of listening to it, you really fall in love with it. So, these are some really good choices, and I hope you enjoy the show today.
And that's interesting that you say that after you hear it a couple of times, because I've always said that is how commercial radio works. They play the song over and over, and pretty soon you just become, it's not so much that you like it necessarily, but you become familiar with it, and then you start humming it, and it becomes, you know, part of your thought patterns, I guess, during the day. When you start humming a song, yeah. You know, but that's not to say that there has to be something about the song that makes you like it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if you hear a song like 4 or 5 times and you don't like the song, listening to it 10 more times, you're just going to hate it even more. So it's got to resonate with you. And some songs, it takes like a few listens to really fall in love with it. And others are a first listen, like this song by Steve Mariner, hit me right away. And I knew it was a hit. It's a really good song, and I just love it.
Okay, so we're going to continue on because we have a lot of music to get through. We're going to listen to a band called The Reversals right now, and we'll talk about them after.
Yeah, sounds good.
We'll be right back.
two guys from North Carolina by, what was the name of that band? Reversals.
The Reversals, yeah. Yep, Reversals.
Off the album Le Sabre from 2021. I really like the heavy guitar mixed in with the psychedelic electronica.
Yeah, there. And the first song, that was called Gravitron, and I really like the guitar lead at the very beginning of the song.
It's, yeah, I remember you were really saying good. That.
Yeah,
that,
yeah. I wish they would have carried that guitar lead throughout the song, but it's still a really good song. I love it. It's good. It's
and great. The second song?
The second song is Azeel from the same album.
Yeah. I like I was mentioning, I really like the heavy distortion on the guitar mixed in with the electronic music there. I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, I like the it's got the industrial kind of dark wave goth kind of alternative sound. So up next we're gonna go start things off with Ponema, and this is the song called Once Again. We'll be right back.
Wow, I really like those guys. That's a great sound from.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I like
Ponema.
Yeah, I like the sound. It's a little surprising. Yeah, it's they're a really great group.
Yeah, just another example of a great indie band out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, and they're being heard on the Father to Son show. If you are an independent artist or band looking for some radio airplay, please contact me at gary@radiowaterloo.ca. Father to Son is dedicated to the success of independent musicians everywhere. So yeah, if you want to get your stuff on the air, just contact me and we'll get that done. Let's see who those guys were. Jay Hovland on vocals and guitar, Mitchell Ashley Gone on drums, Ernie Wood on vocals and guitar, Chris Harder on bass. Ponema is a place in Minnesota. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
I didn't know. I don't know if they got their name from that yeah. or not, but that's what I found out. So what are we going to hear next there, Brent?
Okay, next we have a group called Zuffalo. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Zuffalo and the first... Oh, I've got something to say about these guys, too.
Because we were talking to them earlier. We were communicating with them earlier, and it turns out that they're actually doing a show in the area. And tell us about that one, Brent.
Yes, absolutely. So April 29th in Cambridge at Rhythm and Brews, they're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. And they're going to be playing the album in its entirety.
Dark Side of the Moon.
The band, yeah. The band they're going to be playing, the band Zuffalo is going to be playing the Dark Side of the Moon.
Wow, that'd be something to see.
Yeah, it would be.
I definitely want to check that one out.
Pretty exciting.
When is that? April 29th, you said?
Yeah, April 29th. Yeah.
So that's a Saturday night in Cambridge at Brews and...
Rhythm and Brews.
Rhythm and Brews in Cambridge. Don't miss that one. Wow, that's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a really good
show.
I'm
definitely heading down for that. Maybe I'll catch an interview with the band while I'm there. You never know.
Yeah, so these guys have a really interesting sound. It's kind of psychedelic in a way. You never know what... It's coming up next in the song. Like when you listen to the song, it's got a lot of different textures to it, like all other music does. And I like that when you're listening to a song and you hear that little unexpected thing just from out of nowhere. That makes it really special. So it's got that. They've got that little bit of an edge that really resonates with me and a lot of other people, I hope. So
you know what that's called, Brent?
What's that called?
Production.
And talent too, a lot of talent. So why don't we listen to this first song? The first song is called Birdman, and the name of the album is Bird Brain. So this is Zuffalo with Birdman. How would you like to become a CKMS DJ? Just go to CKMS website at radiowaterloo.ca and click on Start Your Own Show.
And begin to meet all kinds of nice people and have an opportunity to share your voice with the community, just like Brent is doing today. We just heard Kim Manning, Mikey Vukovic, Sean Steele, and Eric Vanier. And they make up the band Zuffalo. What'd you think of that one, Brent?
Oh, they're great. I love their sound.
You think they can play Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah, I think so. They're very talented musicians. Yeah, very talented. And that'd be a really, really good show to see. So, yeah, so once again, April 29th in Cambridge at Rhythm and Brews, celebrating the 50th anniversary of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, and I like that tempo change in that last song.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, I love it when groups do the unexpected, you know, key changes, tempo changes.
You know
right
what that's called, Brent?
Talent.
And production. Talented production.
There you go.
No, I only say that because of, you know, all of the bands that have benefited from producers, right? Like the Beatles and, well, Alice Cooper comes to mind right away with Bob Ezrin and the, you know, what he did for that band. So, yeah, I always like to credit production, you being the musician, like to credit the talent. And that's fine. So we're going to keep moving along here, and we're going to hear a song by a man called Paragon Cause.
Yeah, Paragon Cause is the name of the band. And
tell us a little bit about it.
Well, this one, there's actually on this CD here, which is called Autopilot, and the song is called Think I'm Going Crazy Over You, and there's actually five versions of the song. Here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, five versions of this song. And this one that you're about to hear next is the Jupiter mix. And this is the one that kind of resonated with me the most. And I hope you enjoy it. So this is Paragon Cause with the song Think I'm Going Crazy Over You. And this is the Jupiter mix.
You
You're listening to the Father to Son Show on CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. It's the indie show. So I just wanted to circle back around to the previous band, Zuffalo. The second cut that we were listening to, the name of the song was On a Windmill. And that was from the band Zuffalo. So
that's the one with the tempo change.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the one with the cool tempo change in the song.
Okay. Yep. Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah.
And the song we just heard was "Think I'm Going Crazy Over You."
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that. That's growing on me. That song.
Yeah.
Paragon Cause.
I liked it right when I heard it. So yeah.
You said that's the one with the five different versions.
Yeah,
on
there's
it.
Five different versions of the of this song. Five different mixes, each one slightly different. So, but that's the one that I like the best, I think, and that's why I chose it for the show.
Okay, so I was actually talking to Paragon Cause earlier today, and they wanted us to say that that album was produced by Soon Rose Wagner of the Ravenettes, and features performances by Loam Howe of the Sneaker Pimps and Eric Avery of Jane's Addiction.
Oh,
and
very cool, very cool.
So, little tidbit on Eric Avery. His father is Brian Avery, who was in the movie The Graduate with Dustin Hoffman. I don't know. Did you ever see that movie?
No, I haven't seen it. But have you seen it?
Yeah. Oh, many times. I think.
Is it good?
I think if I Mount Barb's here, she's going to correct me if I'm wrong. It's a Academy Award winner. Barb.
I'm not sure.
Not sure. Okay, but great film at any rate,
check that out, yeah.
And he actually played the guy who Dustin Hoffman falls in love with this girl, and Brian Avery plays her boyfriend, who Dustin Hoffman steals.
Right.
So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So
anything with Dustin Hoffman is really good. He's a great actor.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. One that comes to mind: Death of a Salesman. If mm-hmm. you ever get a chance to see that, really awesome. Awesome. And so this brings us to the last couple of songs. And we're going to, this is a very special band that we're about to play right now. And I know the reason I say that is because I've been listening to you sing their praises for what, the last couple of weeks now. These guys, I shouldn't say these guys, they're twins,
twin girls. Yeah.
From, and I'm just going to say this, and then I'll let you take it away because you're so much in love with this band. And they're called Courage My Love from Kitchener, Ontario. Go ahead, Brett.
Yeah, Courage My Love from Kitchener, Ontario. And the two
What makes this band so great?
They just have that it factor. Like, as soon as I heard them, I fell in love with them. I love their sound. All the songs, like every single song that I've heard from them is just great. I haven't heard a bad song yet, and they're just such an amazing talent, these girls. So
they're a trio.
They are, yeah. I was just going to mention that they're a trio. So the sisters, Mercedes Arnhorn and Phoenix Arnhorn, and then on this album, David Blake Dixon, and he plays the bass.
Now, I just want to point out that Phoenix Arnhorn is a powerhouse drummer, just an absolute powerhouse drummer. Really, really impressive. And Mercedes, pretty decent guitar player too. I'll leave it to you to talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. So once you hear these guys, I think you'll fall in love with them just as well, just as much as I did. So
awesome. So we're going to hear a couple of cuts from this band from the album For Now.
Yeah, this is the album For Now by Courage My Love. They've got some newer albums, but this is the one that I first listened to, and the first listen on this one was just great. I loved it right away. So the first song, what you guys are going to hear first is Disappear, the song Disappear, and then the next song after that is going to be called Bridges.
All right, let's go ahead and hear Mercedes Arnhorn, Phoenix Arnhorn, and David Blake Dixon, who make up
Courage My Love.
We'll
Wow. Those guys have two speeds, fast and faster. That was great, though. That was really great. These guys are from Kitchener, Ontario, and they have really done a great job.
They've really done well for themselves. And, the first song that I heard was Disappear, and it just got me, like, right from the get-go. And I still haven't heard a bad song from these guys. They're very, very talented.
You were telling me that they're involved in another project. Do you remember the name of that band?
Soft Cult.
Soft Cult. Soft, and I soft think the cult. Two yeah. the two twins.
The sisters. They're in there, and they just released a new album, but I don't have that information in front of me at this time, unfortunately. But yeah, very, very good.
So I read an interview with the two twins, and one of the questions was, "How would you describe your music?" And Mercedes said rebellious. Would you agree with that?
Their sounds kind of changed a little bit between their older stuff. This came out in 2011, and some of their newer stuff sounds slightly different, but it still rocks. It's still very, very good.
Right, and we hope to check these guys out sometime soon. I'd love to see these guys. They've got some really great videos on YouTube too to check out. And so definitely want to check those guys out. It's the Father to Son Show on CKMS 102.7 FM Radio Waterloo. You know, CKMS receives dozens of CDs as well as electronic submissions of independent music each week. And it is our mission here at Father to Son to bring that fresh sound to you, our loyal listeners. If you hear an artist or band on the show that you really enjoy, like Courage My Love. If you are part of a band or musical project of some kind and would like to receive some airplay, contact me at gary@radiowaterloo.ca and I will personally make sure that your music gets on the air. I'm having a lot of fun pouring through all this independent music and discovering all these new guys. And you know what I like? You know what I'm having fun with the most, Brent, is being able to actually communicate with these people. Like, I played a Pink Floyd song on my show in the past, and Roger Waters never called me once.
You mean he didn't pick up the phone and said, "Oh yeah, thanks for doing that for me." Yeah.
In fact, I have a feeling that if he did call, he would say, "Please stop playing my music on your crappy show." That's what I think he would say.
This is a great show, a great platform for the independent artists, and it's just a privilege to be a part of the show. And I was flattered when Gary asked me to come up with some content for today's show. So I hope you guys really enjoyed the music today, and I enjoyed every single one of these songs. So
yeah.
I hope I exposed some people to some of these groups that maybe you haven't heard of yet. So.
Yeah, and let's hope that's the only thing you're going to expose. Sorry, you kind of just walked right into that one.
Yeah, I walked into that one.
But yeah, no, thanks a lot for being, for taking the time. As mentioned earlier, it's great to see that, somebody appreciates this stuff as much as I do, and just watching, if I can use a cliche, just seeing the look on your face when I brought those CDs in.
Oh, yeah. Like, it brings in these totes and totes of CDs, and it's very cool to go through them and find all those hidden gems.
And before we leave, I want you just to tell a little story about your wife.
Okay.
Let's make it personal here on Father to Son. My son isn't here. So we need a family story.
My girlfriend at the time, she was in high school, and she did a co-op at a radio station. And at the end of her co-op, they were cleaning out a bunch of the old CDs and things, a lot of independent artists and a lot of artists that didn't necessarily make it on the air. And I love to discover new artists, so I really enjoyed that.
And you still have about 30 of those CDs.
I do. I still have them.
You know what? You need to bring those in, and we'll play them on the show.
Okay,
we need to discover those. We need to talk about that. Thanks a lot for coming in. Really appreciate it, and hope you'll come back and do it again sometime.
I definitely will. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, I'm Gary.
I'm Brent.
Thanks a lot for listening to Father to Son Show on CKMS 102.7 FM, and we'll see you next time. Bye.